AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Rioting that broke out this afternoon just hours after a funeral for Freddie Gray, the 25-year-old black man who died in police custody, is getting uglier by the hour. Captain Eric Kowalczyk, a spokesman for the Baltimore Police Department, says the rioters who have injured at least seven police officers are nothing more than criminals.
It is a group of lawless individuals with no regard for the safety of the people that live in that community or the safety of our police officers who are there to ensure that the people who live and work in that area could do so safely.
A CVS pharmacy that was looted is now burning. Several vehicles have been torched, including a police cruiser and a police van. Police who were not there when the pharmacy was being looted are now clearing the streets around the store so that firefighters can battle the blaze. But someone has cut one of their fire hoses. A local pastor says some people in Baltimore are frustrated about a lot more than the death of Freddie Gray.
A lot of citizens of the city are angry, not just about what happened to this young man by the police, you know, a couple of weeks ago, but the rest that we're under living in the city, period.
An attorney representing Freddie Gray's family says they are in shock as they watch what is happening. The governor of Maryland has put the National Guard on alert, and the Baltimore Orioles have postponed tonight's game with the Chicago White Sox. The head of the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies says the death toll in Nepal is expected to grow significantly.
For sure, it will be, you know, much more, and more we will be getting access to the affected areas, you know, the more deceased people we will discover.
At least 4,000 are known dead. This is AP Radio News. People are braving the elements in Washington, hoping to be in the Supreme Court tomorrow when the justices hear arguments on same-sex marriage.
Lawn chairs and sleeping bags line the street in front of the Supreme Court and wind around the corner. People have been waiting for days, hoping to have a seat inside the courtroom when the High Court hears arguments on whether same-sex marriage should be the law of the land. Wyatt Four got here Friday from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
We're pretty well prepared. I mean, we've got a tarp. We had to sleep through a rainy night one night, so we made a little tarp to protect ourselves from the rain.
The court will hear 2.5 hours of arguments on whether the 14 states that now ban gay marriage have to join the other states in making same-sex marriage legal. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Opening arguments have begun in Colorado in the trial of James Holmes for plotting and carrying out mass murder at a suburban Denver theater that left 12 people dead and 70 injured in 2012. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.